rank strangers to me.
And everybody I met seemed to be a rank stranger. No mother nor dad, not a friend could I see. I looked for their names and I looked for their faces. I found they were all rank strangers to me. They all moved away, said a voice of a stranger, to a beautiful home by the bright crystal sea. They're all up in heaven, and I know they're waiting for me, where no one will be a rank stranger to me. And everybody got me.
No mother nor dad, not a friend could I see. I knew not their name, not their faces. I found they were all rank strangers to me.
Thank you. All right, we'd like to bring on a dear friend of ours who is Jerry Lawrence's brother, and he has been, I guess, getting the group together whenever we do sing. He's a good old boy. He teaches here at the local high school, and he keeps Jerry Lawrence and I straight when we go astray, which is not too often. So bring out, if you would, Johnny Bullard.
We'd like to do a song now that's an old Southern Appalachian folk traditional entitled, I Gave My Love a Cherry.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bone. I gave my love a baby with no crying. I gave my love a story that had no end.
How can there be a cherry that has no stone? How can there be a chicken that has no bone? How can there be a baby with no crying? How can there be a story that has no end?
A cherry when it's blooming, it has no stone. A chicken when it's pipping, it has no bone. A baby when it's sleeping, has no crying. And when I say I love you, it has no end.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The last song that we'd like to do is really a group of songs, a group of songs that we've kind of put together into a Southern gospel medley, and we hope you enjoy it. If you want to clap your hands or stomp your feet or sing along, like Flip Wilson the comedian used to say, don't fight the feeling, just do whatever. So.
Once, like a blind man, I wandered in sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Lord, I saw the light, I saw the light, I saw the light, no more.
glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Look away beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Lord, oh, do you remember me? Look away beyond the blue. Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. Then Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, he set me free. He set me free, yes, he set me free, and he broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see, for glory to God, he set me free. I saw the light, I saw the light, no more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Young Jim Hall is most anxious that the owner of this barrette come and claim it. I told him that he must be trying to meet a girl, and he assured me that he already has a girlfriend, so he has no ulterior motives. It's still up here. And now this is a this is a part of the program that I enjoy a great deal. I'm going to get to go from here over there. That is surely a good omen. Signs of a misspent youth. Well, I'm down in the hen house on my knees. Thought I heard a chicken sneeze, or just the rooster saying his prayers, thanking the Lord for the hens upstate. All the roosters praying and the hens are laying, and little pullets just plugging along the best way they know how. Here I am in White Springs, Florida, talking about chickens, and I don't know any more about chickens than I did 20 years ago when I started picking this tune at the Terminal Tavern in Snipes Ford, Florida. But I'll tell you one thing, if you want to buy chickens in Ocklawaha County, Florida, there's one place to go, and that's Arendelle's Purina store on the square in Snipes Ford. And poultry ain't all you can get at Arendelle's, you can get philosophy. For it is here, on the loading ramp at Arendelle's Purina store, that there has gathered time out of mind a distinguished circle of rusticated philosophers who, through the assiduous cultivation of dialectic and discourse, have put in place a philosophy of existence founded on one stunningly simple principle. Life is what happens to you while you're making other plans. And the head philosopher at Arendelle's loading ramp is Agamemnon Jones. There are some folks who say that Agamemnon is a Republican because he says, never blame a man for being human unless he makes a habit of it. On the other hand, there is a faction at home who believes that Agamemnon is a Democrat because he says, when your work speaks for itself, don't interrupt. But all of us who study the fine points realize that he's just a pragmatist, because he says it's always easier to get forgiveness than it is to get permission. Now that's philosophy. And I was mighty lucky as a boy to have a role model like Agamemnon Jones, because for one thing, he gave me a lot of good advice about studying to be a troubadour. He said, when all is said and done, a troubadour ain't nothing but somebody who talks to other folks about different folks that we all know. Like Still Bill. I went to see my friend Still Bill. I said, Bill, I got a little 22 rifle I would like to trade off. You got anything you want to trade? He said, yeah. You want a dog? I said, Bill, I need a dog, but I wonder, before we finalize this transaction, would you mind leading the animal in question out into the yard, please? I don't know that much about trading for animals, but Agamemnon Jones told me, if you want to find out the truth about the merchandise, get the other fellow to lead him out in the yard before you give him anything. Bill got a piece of rope, tied it to the dog's collar, headed for the door. The dog followed along, a model of canine obedience, and ran slap into the door jamb head first. Bill backed him up and had another shot at it. The dog bounced off the door jamb, slewed down the steps, ricocheted off the chopping block, skidded over the yard, and fetched slap up against the smokehouse with his feet up in the air. I said, Still Bill, you are trying to trade me off a dog that is stone blind. He said, Gamble, this dog ain't blind. she just flat don't care. Well, me and them and old Bill Brown took a load of corn to town. Old Jim Dog and Ornery Cuss, he just naturally followed us. Still, Bill is sorry. Sorry! Well, sorry is as sorry does, I always say. Say it with me one time, please. Sorry is as sorry does. Now that's music to my ears. It makes me feel right at home. Still, Bill always hangs around the loading ramp at Arendelle's Purina store, trying to gain the summit, putting on airs to impress the philosopher, saying, "Come on out and let me show you my spread. 2 acres. Let me show you my herd. 3 cows. But still, Bill is a consummate expert at the art and science of bovine midwifery. He has to be a good cow midwife because every one of those newborn calves is money in the bank for an agrarian entrepreneur like Still Bill. Now, Bill had this old brood cow. She was about to drop a calf. He heard her lowing in hard labor out in what he refers to as the upper 40. That's the mud hole behind the smokehouse. The smokehouse itself consisting of a superannuated Kelvinator with a charcoal brazier in the bottom of it. Bill got a piece of rope, went running out there, snubbed that cow to the nearest tree, got around behind her trying to help her have that calf. Now, the first thing he noticed was it was a difficult birth, complicated by the fact that the calf had breached. He tried to turn the little fellow around and get it coming out head first into the world the way Mother Nature intended, but he had no success. He had no recourse then but to take hold of that calf's hind legs and start in to pulling. He's pulling on that calf's hind legs. That cow's tied to the tree low, and Bill's pulling. Now, the interstate highway ran right by Bill's property at this point. Along comes this young woman with straight black hair and aviator's sunglasses, driving a little English MG with New York plates, smoking some non-domestic tobacco. She looks down in the field and sees Bill and the cow. She stops the car. She runs up there. She says, "Oh, wow. How can I get involved here?" Bill says, "Take hold of a leg and pull." And they pulled, and they pulled, and that calf came out healthy and capered away. Bill said, "Ma'am, I'm much obliged to you. We are much obliged to you for helping out in this time of need. Now, is there any way in which I can..." She said, "Mister, I wouldn't take a nickel for any of that. Mister, I just want to ask you one thing." He said, "What's that, ma'am?" She said, "How fast was the little one going when it hit the big one?" I'm sure glad we've got some country folks out here today. I told that story in New York City and got a whole room full of blank stares. Old Bill's kind of sorry, and here's a sorry song. "Well, when are we gonna get married, married, married? When are we gonna get married, my dear old Buffalo boy?" "Well, I reckon we'll marry on Sunday, on Sunday, on Sunday. I reckon we'll marry on Sunday, that is, if the weather be good." "How
how we gonna get to the wedding in, the wedding in, the wedding in, how we gonna get to the wedding in, my dear old Buffalo boy.
Well, I reckon we'll come in my ox cart, my ox cart, my ox cart. Reckon we'll come in my ox cart, that is, if the weather be good.
Why don't we come in your buggy, buggy, buggy? Why don't we come in your buggy, my dear old Buffalo boy?
Cause ox won't fit in my buggy, in my buggy, in my buggy. Ox won't fit in my buggy, not even if the weather be good.
Well, who you gonna bring to the wedding in, the wedding in, the wedding in? Who you gonna bring to the wedding in, my dear old Buffalo boy?
Well, I reckon I'll bring my children, my children, my children. I reckon I'll bring my children, that is, if the weather be good.
I didn't know you had no children, no children, no children. Didn't know you had no children, my dear old Buffalo boy.
Why, yes, I have five children, five children, five children. Yes, I have five children, maybe six if the weather be good.
Well, there ain't gonna be no wedding, no wedding, no wedding. There ain't gonna be no wedding, not even if the weather be good. Not even if the weather be good.
Lest you begin to believe that my hometown of Snipes Ford in Ocklawaha County has a culture that is firmly grounded in nothing more or less than some kind of sorriness. Let me hasten to disabuse your minds of that notion by relating certain events which took place recently at the third annual Snipes Ford William Faulkner Literary Society convocation. A solemn affair limited strictly to the intelligentsia of Snipes Ford and Bean Creek. Actually, it had all the earmarks of a Roman orgy. There were 497 of us out there in an Airstream trailer, stuffed into that scudder like anchovies in a pressure cooker. We were ideally situated for this salacious soiree, being in the middle of a trailer park surrounded by 1,900 other identical Airstream trailers. Now that's a big blip on anybody's radar screen and a whole lot of metallic camouflage. But the local law outwitted us. Sheriff Hutto Proudfoot, with his skewed comprehension of the classics, cleverly infiltrated the trailer park undetected in an iron lung. Parked it right behind our Airstream trailer. All of our neighbors thought it was a dinghy. He employed an Alabama search warrant to get inside, which is to say that he sent his deputy around to the back door. Sheriff Proudfoot knocked at the front, and the deputy hollered, "Come in!" They busted every mother's son at the party. Everyone, that is, except Agamemnon Jones. He was in the convenience center when they arrived. But I've gotten ahead of my story, and I gotta tell you why we were having this party in the first place. This party was being given in honor of a young woman recently arrived in Ocklawaha County who mystified us all. And her name was Narcissa Nunsuch. And she called herself a community organizer. She blew into Snipes Ford driving one of these pipsqueak, freeze-dried, un-American automobiles with four lug nuts on a wheel. Wearing a locket around her neck containing microfilm copies of every federal grant ever offered to the private citizenry of this country. Wearing them duck foot shoes and talking metric to decent folk. We figured we better see what she was up to, so we had a party. She was the guest of honor, and everybody came. Agamemnon Jones, Still Bill, Penrod, Elfrida, Neon Leon, Downwind Dave was there. Confrontation soon erupted. It began when Narcissa Nunsuch made the bald-faced declaration that she believed in astrology. Agamemnon Jones said, "Miss Nunsuch, don't you know if you just treat everybody the same way, the stars will take care of themselves?" She got off of that in a New York minute. But then she commenced railing against materialism. She said materialism is a heinous and an evil concept. She'd have nothing to do with it. Still Bill said, "Little mama, there ain't nothing wrong with materialism so long as you have an emotional relationship with a material object." "Oh, wow," said Narcissa. "Oh, wow. And there's nothing wrong with you that a couple of clipped nerves wouldn't straighten out." At which point, Still Bill made what has become the definitive statement regarding materialism in Ocklawaha County, Florida, and elsewhere. He said, "Let them that don't want none have memories of not getting any." On the strength of that statement alone, Still Bill was inducted into the Philosopher's Circle at Arendelle's Purina store the very next day in a ceremony replete with rites of recognition, initiation, and arcane signification. For it was here, actually at the loading ramp at Arendelle's Purina store, that the very first confrontation between Narcissa Nunsuch and the townsfolk took place. It was the day she came to town and rented out the old Pagburn and Lance dry goods store, long vacant, and put a California charter in the front window and a sign above the door which said, "Amity Stardust Temple of the Divine Goddess." That flat got everybody's tongues to wagging. And then when she drove that little MG right up to the loading ramp at Arendelle's Purina store and confronted our philosopher saying, "I'm coming up there." They said, "Ma'am, you don't need to do that." She said, "You mean I can't do that? Is that the policy around it?" They said, "No, ma'am. That just means we'll hand you down anything you might need." "Oh, wow," said Narcissa. "Oh, wow. I have either happened upon the ultimate bastion of chivalry, or I have just come once again to a place where all the local color is in black and white." And then she commenced to lecture that self-same circle of sages on the concept of women's rights, saying that women in every way are the equal of men. A notion which fell upon the ears of our philosophers as something of a novelty, since every mother's son of them had from birth instinctively reckoned man to be woman's inferior. Thank you.
Meanwhile, back at the Airstream trailer, they busted everybody except Agamemnon Jones. He got away and went crow hopping off through the underbrush, hobbled as he was by his leisure suit. Got about 500 yards down the road, decided to turn around and have one last look at that Airstream trailer, that malevolent symbol of satanic depravity glistering in the moonwalk. Now, I'm not trying to say that this was a wild party, but the minute he cast his gaze upon that glittering capsule of concupiscence, he was transformed into a pillar of salt. All he had to do to resume his human condition was to look the other way. But about that time, a herd of cows came along, started licking on him. He said it felt so good, he was going to stay that way. I have a vision. I have a vision of Agamemnon Jones standing out on the loading ramp at Arendelle's Purina store, a colossus in denim, surrounded by an adoring court of hillbilly interlocutors. See how they hunker. Buzzards on a fence row, perched on the cusp of infinity, their faces frozen into a daft, decorous corporate mask of disbelief. How they whittle and spit, spit and whittle, gazing endlessly, speechlessly over the sweltering roadway, waiting for the aurora borealis to come up over trip.